Hello and welcome to the Pixel Podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Ethan.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
I sound legitimately happy. It was weird.
You sounded it. And I'm here with Ricardo as well.
Oh, what's up? Oh.
Yeah, that's
I love
definitely
wrestling.
Ricardo.
Oh, what's up, wrestling? It's so fun.
I'm going to pile drive Ethan.
And I'm here with Amber.
Oh, yeah, yes. I am not going to pile drive Ethan. That was Rico.
Yep. Ricardo's there. He's inspecting that block, as you can see.
Guys, yeah,
work clothes on,
eyes.
Came straight from work. So he is definitely here.
100%.
You've been a little quiet tonight, Rico. I'm just gonna say. Feel free to speak up, but you do you. If you want to stay quiet, that's cool.
No, we're
too,
not gonna
you
pressure
know?
You to say anything.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of that bit. Ricardo's not here. Unfortunately, he had some car issues. So
he
you know, we will have him in spirit because he put together our document that we're working off of.
Yep.
So the trailer trash is all his.
Yep. So blame him for it.
So blame him for it, which is what we're going to do.
Yep.
Poor guy, though. Hopefully his car gets all looked
car,
out there.
Car stuff sucks.
Not as bad, but I had to get all four of my tires changed, and one apparently still has a nail in it. And
what? How do you get one of your tires changed? Like, do they like leave the nail in? Like, well, you wanted
no,
this
no,
nail
like...
in this one.
no, he's
over.
Get,
what
he
I
needs
mean
to get new
is,
tires because of that.
Yeah, well, I had to get four tires because they're almost bald, and on top of that, one of them also has a nail. So they're like, yeah, very much get these tires changed, I'm about to take like a 400-mile drive, so that'd be a good idea to get my tires changed.
Yeah, did they call you yet saying those
no,
were in?
No, I'm still waiting.
That's the next weekend, so you got time.
I got some time.
Good luck.
Car stuff. It's fun.
Stuff
it's
sucks.
Good. You definitely...
You know what's more fun than car stuff, though?
What?
Go on.
Video games.
Whoa,
not
you're
me.
Right. What about car video games?
I've heard about video games. I have not played any of this
those
week.
Are actually the most boring sections.
Okay, well, Ricardo, what'd you play?
Played nothing.
Okay.
I mean, that was the worst, Ricardo.
Well, Amber and I played a game. It's called Donut County.
That is what it's called.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
I've heard good things about this game.
It's good.
It is good. It is a short.
It is a bite-sized experience.
Yeah, it's like a 2-3 hour experience.
That's all I kind of want, you know.
Yeah, and it's good. It's
all
you know,
it's these
good,
days.
It's good to play with other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty funny.
Is it? Did you guys play it on Steam or?
Nope.
We actually played it on iPad.
Okay, yep. I was curious. I heard their iPad version. It's also cheaper. It's like $5.
It's also it was cheaper, so we decided to get it there. And also, you
budget.
Get a nice sticker pack in the iOS Messages app, and that's cool.
I heard the
so he's been sending
in
have a garbage day to me.
Yeah,
every
because
once in
a while. There's every time the level loads, it just says have a garbage day.
That's pretty good.
Every single time a new level loads up, and,
it's pretty
and then
good.
There's a sticker for
I
that.
Want a shirt
now
like
I have
that.
A sticker. Now I have a sticker that just says "Have a garbage day" on it.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. So tell me a little bit about Donut County. What is this game?
Donut County is a game where you, as widely advertised, you play as a hole in the ground.
Yep.
That every time
I don't play as a donut.
You don't play as a donut.
No.
You're in Donut County, which is the name of the county.
Okay.
Which is totally not LA.
Yeah, it's like, very much not LA.
It is like
they
the most
have,
not LA it could possibly be.
They also don't have a part where you're on the 405, so it's definitely not LA.
Yeah, they
LA.
Even call it the 405.
Oh,
so
nice,
is,
okay.
And like, they pull out to like a wide shot of like the entire city, county, and it is like shaped like the LA coastline and like
there's
the grid
There's the Hollywood
of,
sign,
like,
but
yeah,
it says something different.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. So yeah, it is very much a kind of like analogous to real life, and it actually that comes into play with like the story and like the message a little bit of the game, which I was surprised that it had one in the first place.
Yep.
More than just being a goofy game where you play as a hole in the ground, but I won't spoil it. But it's actually really good, like a really, really, really well done.
I have
like
heard
mini
story. Heard it, and it seems like a pretty good metaphor.
Yeah, it's a pretty good metaphor. So the end result is that, like, I'll say that the plot intro is...
The premise.
The premise is there is a raccoon named...
BJ.
BK.
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 I'm sorry.
Like Burger King.
His BK.
The
his
other,
BK.
He's that other chain restaurant. He's not, you know, he doesn't serve you deep dish pizzas. He's like,
no.
Hey, we're just
serves
kind of a
mediocre
fast food chain now, so...
Yeah. And he has an app on his iPad that lets you, like you guys control, that lets you deliver donuts. And by deliver donuts, that actually means
put a hole
in the ground underneath the person that delivered the donuts that asked for the donuts, and then
suck everything up
around them.
Yeah.
And every time you get an item into the hole gets bigger.
Yes.
And there's some neat little puzzles around, like, you know, certain objects manipulating things using the hole and chasing certain things around and stuff like that.
It's style-wise and almost mechanic-wise is very reminiscent of Katamari.
Okay.
Where, like Matt said, the hole gets bigger when you get more stuff in it, mm-hmm. and you're just kind of in this little level, kind of sucking up what you can, and it's got this very cute style.
And then it flashes forward 16 to 6 weeks later, where the entire town is now in this hole,
yes.
including BK and his friends. And they're all mad at him, and it like basically then like goes to each person as they recount the story of what happened to them and how they fell in the hole, and then it goes to flashback, and you play as the hole that time period. And it's pretty funny. At the end of every level, there's the Trashopedia, which gives you a great item description from BK's point of view of all the things that you sucked up.
I've heard pretty funny things about that.
It's probably the best writing in the game is that.
Yeah, I'm trying. The only one I remember, I think because they said on the Bombcast, was Campfire, a thing people used to watch before television or something.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Television for the past or something.
Yeah.
So it's very clever.
I think I can't remember all of them. It's like one's like rocks were planted by space aliens or something.
Yeah, there's like a whole alien through line.
I'm into that.
None of them are gonna be as funny recounting them, but they're pretty well written. Yeah. So that's pretty fun.
The whole game's pretty well written. It's got a good sense of humor about it.
There's apparently a good cutscene for dying to the final boss, which we didn't do at the time.
I've heard that's good.
So you should do that. I've heard.
Yeah, I'm gonna play this. I'm probably playing it over the weekend.
Yeah, it's good. It will take you one sitting, most likely.
I think it'll be a good palate cleanser from playing hit game. I think we're all maybe gonna play.
Marvel's Spider-Man.
Yeah. Persona 5.
That came out last year.
That's an old game.
This is Peter Parker. He's basically like all the anime characters you love.
Oh, word.
Yeah, he's got angst.
I mean,
you see
his eyes; they're pretty big. When he's in the spider suit. He's got pretty big eyes.
I think we've all talked already that we are all planning to buy that come Friday, so we got our weekends planned.
Yep. And he is Baka Gaijin. Des.
I hate you so much right now. Your waifu hates you.
Anyway.
Yes. We're probably going to be playing Spider-Man, but we haven't played Spider-Man.
Nope.
So we can't have all Spider-Man. Donut County is good. You should play it.
Yes.
The iOS version is totally fine. Graphics fine. Like it looks just as good.
Yeah. And it controls well on the iPad.
Yep. Controls fine.
Yep.
But the other versions are also fine as well. Everything's fine. We're all fine. How are you?
Yeah, Donut County. Yeah, it's $5 on iPad, and then I think I'm looking at the Steam page, and it is
it's like $12.
Yeah, it's $13. It says similar to Hidden Folks and Chuchul. So I'm feeling pretty good about
that. Yeah, I could see those.
Hidden Folks kind of
vibe. Yeah, I can see the humor being kind of similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see.
And then you're the only one who's played more than one game.
Yes, I've played 2 Point Hospital, which is a spiritual successor to Theme Hospital, which is a very popular game back from, like, what, early 2000s, Ethan?
Oh, 99? Something like that.
Yeah, something like around that time. And this is made by
ex-developers. Came out in 1997.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Bullfrog, I think, was the developer for that. And this is ex-Bullfrog developers. And they have banded together to create 2 Point Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I never played Theme Hospital back in the day, but I heard good things about it.
I actually did play a little bit of it.
There was a whole, like, slew of theme games, like Theme Park, Theme Hospital.
Yeah,
theme...
but yeah. The other theme games are a little bit more serious. They're a lot not as goofy as this one. This one was weird. This one had, like, the very first machine I remember building in that game was, like, a way to decompress, like, oversized egos or something like that. Like, they pop ahead.
Can we get that for now?
I know, right? Like, there'd be people that come in and they'll be like, my head's huge, and then you, like, squeeze it out and, you know, whatever.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, they have people who are lightheaded in this game.
Oh, yeah.
And they just have a light bulb for a head. and then like the, then you have to build a machine which unscrews their head and like
oh
3D,
god
and like 3D prints a new head and like screws
oh,
that on
no.
instead.
Yeah, it's goofy like, stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's, so it's like a sim game, but also weird.
Well, it's really cartoony.
No, I know.
It doesn't it,
just
it,
like you just the. The sound of you describing that sounds like the most horrifying thing. Yeah.
There's one which is called Mockstar,
yeah.
Which is just they're just dressed like Freddie Mercury, and they only walk like
Freddie
in, like,
Mercury
this weird
dude.
In the Freddie
I felt
Mercury
like they
way.
All, what was that one game? Was it Theme Hostel where they actually walked around like Elvis? And I think they got in trouble for that, if I remember right. So
I was going to say, because Freddie Mercury is kind of a weird pull. Like, it works.
Well, they don't call him Freddie Mercury.
Well, no, but like I would use someone like Elvis, you know, someone who you, or the Beatles, who you like, you know, the look
I mean,
of. It's
I mean,
like
Freddie Mercury is pretty iconic.
He
especially,
is, but
like,
not,
more recently.
He's not the first one your mind goes to. I think that's funny.
Yeah. There's fun stuff like that. Lots of goofy, very specific disorders that you have to build an entire room for to house this one machine that will fix this one disorder.
Disorder.
And yeah, so then you gotta cure patients, you gotta build like a nurse's office and like a staff break room and a bathroom, and you gotta build like the general, like the just like the kind of like general, they first go to like a general doctor's appointment, and then that doctor diagnoses them, and then they go to a different room, and then,
I mean, this is accurate too.
Yeah. And then
healthcare.
Yeah, so that's how it works for the most part. You decorate your hospital with different decorations.
Question, because I've seen you kind of play this in the background. I haven't much paid attention to it. Do you have to decorate? Like, do you have to, like, each room has to hit a certain meter? No,
you don't have to, but patients will like it better. They'll be more patient.
Okay.
In rooms that are decorated nicer,
okay.
And they'll be happier after they're done.
Okay, kind of like also, Roller Coaster Tycoon, if you have, like, themes or like decorations, they'll like it more.
And also the staff will be happier to work in that room for longer, because the staff will get tired and have to take breaks as well.
Okay.
So the bigger the room is, like, you can make a room, like, each room has a requirement for how big it has to be, but if you just make it the minimum size, it won't be as a prestigious of a room. That's the meter that you're filling up with. It's the prestige meter. So it levels up, like level one, level two, level three, level four. So the bigger you make a room, it'll start out with a higher level on that scale.
Then you gotta, like,
and then
with more
there'll be
stuff.
Less decorations you have to put in it. And there'll be more room for decorations to put in it so that you can make it even fancier.
Okay.
You know,
I was curious. I was like, I don't know if that's just like, I feel like putting a file cabinet here, or if that was an actual mechanic.
Yeah, it's good. And then there's multiple levels, and each level gives you like a rating out of 3 stars, which is just like building up the hospital rating. You're like, once you have this many rooms and this much money and that kind of, you get rating one, then you know, each level up on that kind of scale.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot about, like, especially when it gets bigger, directing the flow of traffic in a convenient way and making sure you have enough doctors and nurses and assistants and janitors to, like, cover all the stuff. If patients, like, because eventually your doctor's going on break. If your doctor goes on a break, then you're gonna have a giant line of patients building up.
Right.
Unless you have a second doctor to go and fill that doctor's place. But then if you have a second doctor who's just standing around doing nothing, that's like, you know, a waste
money?
Of money. So then you should probably build another room. And then it's like you gotta, like, really balance this out. And then if all the rooms are really spread out from each other, the patients are walking all over the hospital, and it's like slowing things down. So really, like, planning out where you're gonna build, like, little waiting areas, because there's, like, you want to build benches and seats and things like that for patients, and food machines so they don't get hungry, all kinds of stuff like that. You want to kind of balance out that flow and try and make it so that you have similar rooms next to each other and that kind of, you know, idea. You can expand the space in the hospital in certain levels, but in other levels you can't. One thing that I think this game, and I haven't played a ton of it so far, only like 3 hours, maybe 4 hours of it. One thing that I've run into so far that I'm, like, not the biggest fan of, but it is early going still, is that, like, every level is very contained.
Yeah.
So you play level one, and it's like, okay, level one's gonna have these three conditions that people run into, that patients get, and you're gonna be able to get these three rooms to cure those three conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, at a certain point, the game's like, okay, you're done, like, level it up to level three now, but you will not get nothing else, you're not gonna get any new equipment,
right,
or any new rooms or anything like that.
I feel like,
and so then you gotta go. So then, like, once you level, you can go and, like, once you're done with the thing, you can go out, and once you get 1 star on any hospital, you can go ahead and move on to the next one. Mm-hmm. And so far, at least, I haven't run into a thing where it's like, oh, this requires 3 stars in the last hospital to get into. So it might be good to, like, not necessarily max out every hospital, which is what I've been doing so far, mm-hmm. because there isn't much of an incentive to, and you don't get new stuff until you go to the next hospital, and that it will unlock new things now. And now you have this new thing, and it'll add one or two new things into that mix of stuff that you already did last time. But again, does not go past that once you've got, you know, X amount of things,
right.
That's it. So, then you have to quit and start to get, like, so, like, the thing is, like, the bummer is you have to, like, start a new hospital each time, which means that, like, every time you're, so far, again, at least I've done 3 of the missions so far, I'm starting again, right? I, like, mm-hmm. even though they've added XY new condition or new room, I still have to start out and build the same beginning rooms,
right,
all
like
over
you still
again.
Have to put like the general
I still
practitioner's
have to put the
room,
the staff
bathrooms.
Room, I still have to put the general practice yeah. room in, I still have to put the diagnosis room in, so I still gotta like put those in anyway, and then mm-hmm. I have to get to the new stuff. I haven't got to a point yet where it's like, oh, here's a hospital that's already like half built and we've already
right.
given you all those basic stuff and we're just gonna start you off the new one again. Maybe there is some of that because I haven't played enough of it yet. It's not the biggest inconvenience, it's not the biggest pain in the butt ever, but it is just a
that's also gonna lose momentum. That's also similar to how Theme Hospital was as well. Like it had that it was very much like you do the scenario, you move on to the next one. You do the scenario, you move on to the next one, which kind of is not. I don't know. It's different from how we.
There's
usually
no sandbox
think.
Mode.
Yeah,
it's
not just like a chill
yeah.
area. Just to be like, I'm gonna unlock stuff
gonna,
and have
I'm,
like
I'm gonna bu- or I'm gonna build the best hospital ever. I'm gonna like just
like,
make
no
it as big as possible.
Yep.
Well, I was gonna say because some of that was sounding kind of like Roller Coaster Tycoon, but because it when you did like the story mode or progression mode, whatever. There, it did gate off certain things. You can only get certain rides, certain stalls.
Certain stuff, yeah.
But, A, there was a sandbox mode, and B, there was a variety. Like, some you would already start, they were already, like, built up, or some were a whole new blank canvas. So there's probably a little bit more variety there than what you're talking about of, I gotta start from scratch each time, build it up to a certain level, and then I can continue to progress. Like, that's a little, becomes a little, not rote, but it becomes a little repetitive.
Yeah, the thing that I've definitely felt is that like I do that when I start a new hospital, I'm like, all right, and I gotta pause really quick. You don't carry over any of your money, so you gotta like start over and like get that rebuilt all up again. But it's so far it's fun, so I'm not really too begrudging. It's really good chill out game of like listen to a podcast, watch a video on the side or something
like
that.
Yeah, like it's
and,
not very
like,
super difficult.
No, not so far. Like, there's definitely been parts where I was like, okay, I gotta like rearrange how I'm doing things. But
maybe
it's,
I'll check that out because
yeah,
that sounds
fun.
I'm a sucker for sim management games, and that sounds kind
it's fun
of
and it's got like a good sense of like kind of goofy humor to it.
Yeah.
If patients die in your hospital, they can turn into ghosts, and then you have to have a janitor with ghost busting trait to go and like vacuum them up.
Does he just have a proton pack always?
No, they have
him,
it. They
or?
Have it. They have like a handheld vacuum.
Okay.
You just
okay.
suck them up into mm-hmm. that.
Oh, like a la Ouija.
Yeah. To upgrade or repair, but not like a backpack. It's just like literally just a handheld.
That's fine.
Like,
yeah. They've streamed down the whatever it's
like
called.
Like a dust buster. They have a like to just repair or fix or upgrade the machinery. The janitor just hit it with a big screwdriver.
Uh huh.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
Sounds
like that.
Accurate.
Yep. It's pretty fun. I'm enjoying it. Mm-hmm. But that's it. That's all
that's
I've been
all
playing. So, I guess we'll move on
to
one of our shortest. That's like
well, the shortest most, things ever.
Most recent, our most recent, like video game talk. That was like one of the quickest times we've had. But now it's on to the news.
Oh my goodness!
The
news. I was gonna say, Matt and I keep on saying we're gonna play Captain Spirit.
They don't account instead. It's probably
that's
more okay. happy.
Yeah,
probably
it's
way
more.
It was more happy. Yeah.
Happy.
We were going to talk about review scores, but I feel like I want to wait until Ricardo's here. We can talk about that next time, maybe.
I mean, that's your call.
Yeah, but just kind of make this a short one.
It's not like there's anything timely about that specifically.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. We'll wait.
We can talk about that.
Since Rico put that down himself.
We'll go into the news and talk about Wildstar developer Carbine Studios shutting down. This is gonna sound mean, but I was surprised to hear that Wildstar was still running.
I hadn't heard about that thing for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean that to be mean. I just was like, oh, I didn't I haven't heard about that game. I didn't know that was. I know that. I knew that. I heard about it when it launched, but I didn't know it was even still going. Ethan, did you ever play that or check that out at all? Or you're the most MMO person in this.
I did not. I remember hearing a lot about it though. Like I remember it being like, because it wasn't even actually like I remember it actually being like MMO like, but it wasn't really MMO at all, was right. it? It was just the gameplay kind of was like that.
I thought it was like pretty MMO. It was like full on. Like it had like
how MMO is it?
No, because really? From what I remember, this is the one that they were like. Our raids aren't going to be those sissy Warcraft raids. You're going to have to like attune for like
Destiny.
There's like a 10-step program before. No, not like Destiny. Like Destiny, you can still just jump into the like. It's like you're going to have to like do 20 different steps before you can even get to the raid. Like
yeah,
before
Destiny.
You can even like.
I'm
no,
kidding,
you
I'm
can.
Kidding.
Yeah, from what I remember, I mean, again, I don't remember. I never played it myself, but no. I thought it was pretty MMO. Like I thought it was like it's a full on like MMO, with, like lots of players and everything.
Yeah. Can you
screenshots that I'm looking at make this look like it is an MMO ass MMO?
Oh, there you go. I had heard WildStar maybe once before, but the thing I was bummed about was I recognized Carbine Studios because I had applied to them a couple times.
Where are they?
There in Orange County.
Oh,
really? Yes. Oh, yeah, they were, because I remember it was, that's spurred on by that one guy, what's his face, the, that baseball guy, right?
No, that was, that was 33.
That's Kingdom of, that's our next news story, yeah. that's Kurt Schilling, and he's that's Kingdoms of Amalur.
Yeah. No, this one was, they were in Orange County, and it was like, it's like them and Blizzard were like the only
you're right.
Game studios.
There are multiple game studios, the Turtle Rock is also in Orange County.
Oh, yeah, Turtle Rock, yeah, that's another one.
There's a couple.
They were one of the only ones I'd seen, so I'd have played there a couple.
There's a couple.
Times.
I know it's not NCSoft. Dang it! What's that freaking the guys who did Wasteland? In Exile is also like a really big studio in Orange County.
Oh yeah.
Actually, I mean Irvine's like the mini Silicon Valley. That's different. Like that's like I think that's like what it's like.
Yeah,
up and
but I feel like game development isn't. I feel like isn't it's, as heavily concentrated as like the tech sector. I think it's definitely a lot more like.
No,
these guys are in Boston. These guys are over here. Like yeah, so
there are quite a few up here in the Bay Area.
Yes.
True.
Not like all of them, of course.
No,
but like,
I think it's a little more spread out than like any majority tech company.
It's like that or like Montreal. Like half the game studios are in Montreal.
Yeah. This is the one that had this giant like image to like of like steps. Of, like 12 different steps to
image.
Like I'll send it to you
computer.
In the Discord. Oh, you can't see it in the Discord.
Can't see the Discord. I'll stream.
Send it to you in this different other chat that we use. So
it's a bummer anytime you hear a studio is closing down because that means a bunch of people are losing their jobs.
It is a bummer no matter what. Yeah. That was not necessarily
I also don't know like how long development was because there's definitely sometimes where it's like the MMO like has a new patch every. So often they keep its very, very dedicated player base that's been in there forever. Mm. And it's like at some point that player base slowly starts dropping off.
Yeah.
Right.
Getting new ones. And it's like, I remember this game always looking kind of neat though, but no, I never picked it up.
It was like a sci-fi World of Warcraft. That's what I heard. It was like a space version of World of Warcraft.
Oh, space.
Doesn't hurt as much as City of Heroes closing down though.
that game, everyone really loved it. I never played it once.
It's very cool. It's very cool.
I'm so sorry.
Very grindy, but cool.
Well, I hope all those people get a chance to find work somewhere else.
Yeah.
And
I think they ended with about 50 employees, so there was still.
The thing I remember about WildStar 2 is it was like, we're launching a new MMO, and it was like 2012.
Yeah.
It was like wow, you're launching a new
MMO. I feel like that was after
now.
Like,
it was like
after the 33 studios had already like shut down.
Yeah,
at that point.
Like it's like oh boy, this is a bad environment to launch MMOs into. It's not your fault. You probably started building this like 6 years ago.
Yep.
So you don't really have much of a choice. But speaking of 33 Studios and Kingdoms of Amalur, mentioned by Ethan earlier, Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning and all of the assets from 38 Studios were acquired by THQ Nordic, who is basically, like, so far THQ Nordic has acquired and talked about acquiring more things than it has actually put out, like, at all. It is just this big suckhole on the games, like, unwanted. What's the the chaff of the games industry? Just like everything, we will have it.
Has this been Googled in the last 5 years? We're gonna suck it up. We're gonna suck up and that
then,
dead
and
thing.
Then, like, the games industry owned Suckhole, THQ Nordic.
THQ Nordic. And THQ Nordic has been going on this train of, like, as soon as they acquire a thing, they announce it and, like, yeah, talk about how they're gonna do a thing with it. Like, even before they have, like, a game or, like, just like, hey, we've got Kingdoms of Amalur. Yeah, right. We're gonna
make it.
Something will be happening. We got these assets. I don't know if they're gonna re-release it or if, you know, like what they're gonna do. I'm guessing what they'd probably do is re-release Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning, which is a third person like character action game, kind of God of War-y, but also Bethesda RPG game. Which was supposed to be, like, the introduction to the universe for the giant MMO that 38 Studios was making. And that was going to be the, you know, kind of like, here's the base game so we can get some extra funding in and, you know, and, like, get everybody acquainted with the Kingdoms of Amalur world, and then we'll go ahead and bring the actual game in.
Yeah.
But it did not... It had a decent reception, but I don't think it didn't sell very well.
They had a bunch
of financial problems, which at the time were very well publicized, and eventually shut down and canceled the MMO. So it'd be interesting to see if they did anything like more than just re-release that game. I wonder if they'll use any of those unfinished assets at all.
I don't know. It said that they acquired both the RPG and the abandoned MMO.
Right. So, I mean, I doubt they would release an MMO, but I wonder if they'll, like, there's gonna be lots of stuff that they did for that game, right?
Yeah.
Not an MMO. So, like, so I wonder if they'll
use
anything else with that as well.
Yeah. They're just gonna make an amalgamation of this Saintro, Time Splitters, Kingdoms of Amalur mishmash, and it's gonna be beautiful.
So pretty. I never played Kingdoms of Amalur.
I can't
say it either. Kingdoms of Amalur.
Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning.
Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning.
I've always heard like pretty mostly positive things. Yeah. I felt like they were building up to something bigger, and everyone was like, "We're gonna wait for this."
This GameSpot GameSpot article from this news story. It got a 7.5 from GameSpot.
Yeah.
So. That I mean, like, decent. I never heard that it was bad. I know that Jeff Grossman from Giant Bomb really liked it, but also, I don't think there was anything, like, they advertised it as it being, like, this is something you gotta, you know, check out and play. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it seemed like it was also just kind of like, yeah, it's a good one of those. And it just didn't stand out enough, maybe, at the time. I don't really know what games it came out near, if those other games that, like, ate its lunch or something like that, but... Yeah, maybe I'll check it out if it does re-release something like that and
release on Steam,
come
easy
from
download.
Those assets.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. We're just blowing through this right now.
I know this is like stretch. I'm like, what do we do? What do we do with this podcast? It's like
Ricardo's truly the glue. That
Ricardo's
holds
so
this
quiet,
podcast.
We can finally get things done.
I know, like he's quiet. I was like, wow, this is gonna be.
I'll get to bed at a decent time.
Maybe
y'all.
Under an hour podcast. Like, what? This
No, that's crazy.
No, the trailer trash must go on.
We need more tangents. We need to talk about more crazy stuff.
What about Steam? They always got great tangents. Crazy stuff.
I don't know. Amber added this story, so she can. This is not a Ricardo news story.
Nope.
So
this is I diverted from the Ricardo agenda and added this. Valve just released a statement or a blog post, saying that some months ago they had talked about how they're not going to be policing their Steam store, kind of anything goes.
But then also removing all the games that have sex in them, like.
Yeah.
Made by indie developers.
Yeah.
So what they're doing now is they are now changing how, like, the search works for people and how the Steam page is curated for each user. That basically that there's going to be now tags and or categories. I can't remember what it says, but people will choose their tags or categories that they want to see, and then Steam will, you know, algorithm and then based off that show you what kind of fits in those categories. And so two of the filters that they are going to put on is mature content and adults only. So stuff that falls into that they will put in there.
What's the difference? We treat mature content and adults only. Like, that's such a broad.
Clue.
It says right here the description right underneath it. From
I don't want to read that far.
We often see developers who tell us their game contains mature content, but not sex or violence. You can now filter out those games out if you wish. The second is an adults-only filter, which allows you to filter out games that feature explicit sexual content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to filter in those games.
Can I only have those?
Only search for the explicit.
The one thing they are doing.
How do I do this? How do I go? Where are these new?
I don't know when.
They might not be out yet.
I thought
it says live now.
It says live now.
How do I filter? How do I go?
One of the things they did say that they were going to, I think, crack down a little bit more is they're going to require developers with violence or sexual content in their games to describe that content so they can apply
the
rating to
games. Game.
How many penises? Just one?
This game has two penises, and they touch. So that's somebody's not going to like it. Please.
Please watch out.
Please watch out for that.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. It was by user tags. I see that.
I can narrow. There's user created tags.
Oh, but there's a bazillion of them. There's no way it's
That's gonna be terrible.
And I think you can only pick like up to 10 or something.
You know someone's gonna create like a dumb SJW tag or something like that, aren't they? Right?
There probably is already something like that.
I bet there's already that on there. Where do you even see the user tags?
It's you guys browse Steam and you click that. I'm trying to find. There is definitely a way to like. Keep things closed up. I know this is great. This is great content. But
Great content.
great content. I typed in, narrow by tag, adults only, and nothing popped
these
up.
Are other, I can't, search for tags. Okay, I can search for tags.
It's not going to show up, bro. Ain't going to show up.
Oh, man.
Get sad. There's nothing there.
Ain't right. Valve also said that they're going to have new standards enforced on trolling, on games that are trolling, which I assume are games that are just trying to get, like, achievements or, like, whatever the things are in Steam. I don't remember, like, the cards or whatever. But they basically say that they're going to, if they see a game that's a troll game, they're going to actually investigate the developer, see their history, their banking information, developers they associate with, and more.
Interesting.
And then they're going to just ban those people outright instead of cherry picking through their individual game submissions.
Easier.
Less
work for Valve, the better. That's basically what it is.
And then their final statement was, in the words of someone here in the office, it really does seem like bad games are made by bad people. Yep.
I have a weird concern, which is, I guess, like, because, like, the previous way things worked, based on how things work now, it's like, I just searched for something, it's like, based on your preferences, we've hidden 5 items, and I'm like, but I haven't said to not go through anything, and I went into my settings, and it was like, oh, you've ignored these 25 games, and they're 25 games that I've either already owned, or, like, didn't want to see anymore on my, like, because you know how they have that discovery queue of, like, here's 10 games that you might like, and it's like, I hit ignore just to get it off of that 10 games list, so I wouldn't keep seeing it over and over again.
You're like, I own
but now
this.
It's like, you don't want this included anymore. I'm guessing you don't want this included anymore in...
Like in, the types of games
in searches,
you like.
It's like, no, that's not what I mean. I just mean I want it off that list.
Man.
So
Steam's a little bit of a mess.
A mess?
Now it's like removed those from my, like, I'm going to go back in.
All right.
I think we had enough
time of poking around Steam. We've had a quite a
while. Get off your Steam.
Oh, no, we bought a game. Oh, no.
I did it. It's too late.
So I guess it's like, yay, at least Valve's kind of enforcing stuff, but it's still, like, they're still very hands-off, like, not, yeah, I don't know, I freedom of speech, sure, but, like, I wish they would
just at some point, though, like, they're having a harder product that people can't service good stuff to, and they're gonna
and that's the thing is, like, in the end, it just makes it harder for people to find things,
it's like their curation tools are just not great. Side note, this is very minor news story, not even worth it, but I Black Desert Online, very big MMO right now. People love it. I don't know why. I haven't actually played it. Don't know anything about it.
What game online?
Black Desert Online.
Black right. Desert Online. I've heard of this game, but I haven't seen it.
They bought CCP, the developers of EVE Online.
Oh.
That's weirdly enough, yeah.
That doesn't seem like it's a small purchase. Like,
But it seems like they're going to still operate independently, and they're just going to be
owned by this company.
Yeah, they're just going to kind of do their own thing, though. But you know, kind of operate independently. And it's interesting because I feel like both those games probably could learn a bit from each other, probably because one's really popular, and you know, one is older,
older and more dedicated, but maybe not quite as wide.
Yeah.
As massive appeal as.
Oh, yeah. Someone in chat is randomly mentioning I only put 1 hour in Stellaris, and that's because I got through the main game and it loaded me right into the game after the character creation, didn't give me a tutorial. And I was like, this is too much. Because I think it was something Matt played earlier.
That's my copy of Stellaris, I think. I don't think you...
Oh, because, you guys share...
Yeah, but it should still, it should make it fresh. Like, when we share libraries, it should be my own
stuff. It should, yeah.
And you're on a completely different...
I think you might have... Well, remember we did that Here Come That Boy?
Here Come That Boy.
Them boys. I think that might have glitched it out, so...
If you should uninstall it, but, the Stellaris doesn't have, the most amazing tutorial ever.
It's better than nothing. We're just like, I don't know what any of this does.
Yeah. If you start it up, you should be able to, turn on the... If you go into the settings, there's, a turn on all tooltips, and it will just, guide you through the first part of the game kind of thing. And, anytime you click on anything, it'll be like, hey, this is what this does. Let me give you a full, breakdown of what this item is or what this tab does, so you can go and reset that.
Well, that's all the news we got, unless someone has a surprise news story that I'm unaware of.
Also, I know it's you, John. I just don't want to say anything.
So. We're trying to keep our friends private.
Keep our friends private. We're trying to protect you, bro.
Since your name is not in the,
you know what
your
internet does.
Yeah, Spartan 6.
Ethan _Hawks. How would anyone know who you are?
I made that choice. You know, I don't know if
that's
made
choice.
That choice.
You don't want to get doxed. We're not doxing anybody.
Yeah, not doxing anyone.
Also, he's just a big fan of the actor Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, I really just like Ethan Hawke, but multiple
that username
ones.
That username was taken, so he had to end.
There's a couple
the
more.
End.
John, you're still playing a lot of Total War. I don't know if that's the last thing that you've played. Obviously, it's been a while since we talked, but
only Total War always. Let's only. Talk about the next thing, but it's gonna be hard to transition.
It'll be hard to transition.
It'll be hard to transition.
Why? Ricardo, it's just gonna require you to talk a little bit more than you've talked recently.
Okay.
Are you ready for Ricardo to talk? Ethan?
I think Ricardo's ready to talk.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and. Say, trailer trash.
Trailer trash. God, oh, God dang it! The Kingdom of Zombalore is going back. Get her done.
It's just Ethan at the end there. It's just Ethan's voice.
Ethan's last get her done.
I don't know where Ethan came from. I mean, Ricardo just got really tired, so I had to pick up the slack.
I think that was a better Ricardo impression than I did.
No, yours is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
It was pretty good that one, the one week that you did it.
One time I did it.
One time.
It's trailer trash. It's the segment we watch a bunch of trailers that came out this week, and then we talk about them, and then we decide which trailer is the best, arbitrarily based on our personal opinions, and say
no. These
this
are
trailer
facts. These
this
are
trailer.
Facts.
This trailer That's wins, true. And it's going to the finals. And the finals are at the end of the year. We watch every single trailer that we watched.
Don't make us do that
and
again.
And then we have to fight.
Mean, don't make do it again. It's going to happen.
Don't make
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's what we do every year.
Every year. It was fun. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was fun. It was just we started at, what was it, 8 or 9?
Yeah, we just need to start
was
earlier.
The problem. This time we need to try and start earlier.
We'll find
can.
It out. We'll have
first,
just eat while watching this. It'd be great.
First off, do you guys like COD?
I do, kind of.
Do you guys
really.
Like Blackout?
I don't really like blacking out. I usually try to avoid that. I drink a lot of water.
You're gonna black out when you catch some serious G's off this wingsuit that you can get when you play the new blackout mode, which is the battle royale mode for Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Yeah, I think they never mentioned much about this except that they're doing battle royale the Black Ops way.
And is there gonna be wall running?
No.
Good. I think they also did mention, or at least maybe not in their like an announcement, but like the press have talked about that it's going to be made up of existing like famous famous
like
Call of Duty
best
maps.
Of maps.
Yeah.
But also like but combined together so that you can still like, you know, leave one map and go to the other. You know, like it's like
and I recognize a couple of these maps.
Yeah, Nuketown is obviously the big
one. Yeah, Nuketown's one. There's that one with
the shipping containers.
What's unclear about this trailer is it looks like there's a asylum with zombies in it. It's kind of weird. There's like a zombie.
The zombies might be their version of the circle.
No, because they had a circle in the next scene.
There was a purple wall.
Yeah, who knows?
I think the thing that stood out
maybe,
to me.
You know what I think? I think it's not going to have 100 players, and the zombies are going to be their way to make up for the fact that there's not 100 players.
You might be right. I think
I bet there's going to be less than... If there's over 50 players, I think I'll be surprised.
I would be surprised if it's over 50. I bet it's going to be like 32 or 36, which still could be fun, but like...
A game does not have to... a game does not have to...
Have
100 players to be, or even 50 or whatever, to be like a good battle royale. But I
feel the
I
more
think they're gonna
more,
try and pad it out a little bit. I think that's what they're gonna try and do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
got
the
vehicles.
The thing that surprised me is there's a lot of vehicles, a lot of weird gadgets. Like I didn't expect any of that stuff in a Call of Duty game. To be honest, I thought it was just gonna be all foot stuff. But there's a lot of vehicle play in this trailer.
Wingsuit, helicopters,
grapple
boats.
Grappling
hooks. Slingshot things that have laser tripwires.
See, that's very Black Ops. That's very Black Ops. I think one thing.
A monkey?
I think
TNT
honestly.
To it.
Like, everyone's got their own weird power. I think that might be Black Ops 2. Other thing I noticed is this is running at a very smooth 60 frames a second. And
that won't be the thing in actual.
I wonder, because that is one of the things that Call of Duty is known for, is their multiplayer always runs really smooth, even on console.
Yes.
But also the I think there might be classes. We think there might be that because of the weird monkey bomb.
Yes.
There is the person who builds up a tower.
Some people that played the beta, I think they said that there were classes.
There are.
I
played it at E3. There were definitely classes.
So I wouldn't be surprised if that comes over to this mode.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm definitely more interested than I have been in the past of a Call of Duty game, but I'm also kind of like. It looks a little too fast-paced. A little more Fortnite-y than I was kind of hoping for.
You're hoping for more of a PUBG kind
of? Yeah, more of a slower type. I'm feeling like... So I'm kind of looking more forward to the Battlefield version, where it's like, all right, everyone's a little bit slower. It's not as like
well,
as crazy running.
Well, the Battlefield version is going to be teams of four.
Yeah.
They announced that.
Right.
That's gonna
they did
be,
announce that. Which
that's
is...
going to be 64 players. I can't remember how many teams of four that is.
I can't math
16
right
teams of four,
that
I think.
That sounds right. Yes.
I think that is 16 teams of four. So that'll be what there will not be a solo version. I'm not sure if this will have a solo version or not. All the things they showed here look very team driven.
Yeah, it did. I don't know why they're doing the team stuff. I wonder if it's
probably easier for the kind of combat that is in the game, especially if you're doing class based stuff, right? Like it's kind of hard if you're not playing. If you're playing a support class, then you're just not gonna die.
But I feel like the joy of that is 1v1. You're all alone. Like I don't know. I think that's one of the cool. It's one of the cooler extra aspects of those battle royale games to me. I do like playing with friends, but, you know, like, I also like the option to play alone.
It's sometimes just fun to go in alone.
Yeah.
Just you and your one of chicken dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to get it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well. Anyway, it's good to know that they're doing some stuff with this. I'm curious how the actual final product is. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
Speaking of a game that is a final product, not really sure what this is, and it's a very short trailer. The Surge, the good, the bad, and the augmented teaser trailer. It is literally
7 second. The second 7 second trailer. The good,
the
bad,
the shortest trailer.
Trailer
I think we
do you like have. Cyberpunk in the West? Do you like sci-fi in the West? All right, well, and that's it.
Do you like wall running?
No.
This is literally just a character standing from a saloon. I don't know why this is. I'm sorry, Ricardo. This is not a great trailer. It's very short.
I mean, he didn't know.
He didn't know.
We're not supposed to watch these before we. The Surge is one of those games that, like, it's like a Dark Souls clone, but like people were like, yeah, you know what? It's not too bad. And then like the DLC came out, and apparently that was pretty good. There's another DLC before this.
Yeah, so this is more DLC because I know they had the Surge too. They were showing that at E3, so I was like, what?
This must be a DLC pack.
Yeah,
it looks like a goofy one.
For as short as it is and as themey as it is, it's like kind of feels like DLC. So that's a trailer.
Cool, that's a trailer. Yep,
it's very
short.
Like
a Western version of the Surge, which is like all like cybery, futury.
Yep.
Yep.
And that's it.
And we got a Fortnite trailer showing, I guess, this new mode—not new mode, but new event called High Stakes, which
yes.
you get to all kind of have like hearts and spades and clubs all on your mask, and you can then do like kind of like looks like robbery type stuff. It's kind of like casino stealing.
Yeah, it looks almost like Capture the Flag-esque, but you're, like, heist-stealing stuff, kind of?
I don't know if that's actual gameplay or if that's just cosmetics.
It's hard to tell because, like, also, like, Fortnite does do a ton of events. They do a ton of events.
They did an Infinity War event.
And they did, like, other, like... There's like a missile thing going on in one of the events. And
they had a
like,
20 team or like a teams of 20 event. Like,
yeah.
A lot.
So I think that like there is, I mean, there might be a component to this, at least like a, it's probably still the same mode, but then also there's this going on and,
Maybe,
you know, you can get extra money if you captured the thing.
Yeah, maybe. Definitely like showing off a lot of their aesthetics and skins and some weapon stuff. So that seems to be
the crystal pinata.
Thank God, I was waiting.
I know that's what everyone wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good trailer though for being an event. Like pretty fun.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah. I mean, that's why Fortnite. Part of what made Fortnite so popular is it does have like. Polish.
They do great events, and they have, yeah, they're really, they're, it's almost like they, Epic abandoned everything else, and was like, let's just put money into this thing.
Weird.
That's a mad idea, almost as mad as the Mad Crown. Excuse me, Mad
Whoa.
Crown. It's a mad crown.
Thank you.
All around me are familiar crowns.
That's really good at dubbing words. He'll just sing the song and then just dub one word.
Yeah, I'll just change
it. And then just continue that.
That's how you do parodies, man.
That's what Weird Al says.
Mad crowns, doom, 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 mad crowns. And then you do a striptease to that.
That's what you do, yeah.
That's how you do it. That's
yep.
how you do it.
So away.
I mean, that's how
that's
I won
parody.
You over.
Yeah.
This is
not
Darkest Dungeon.
Nope.
It's a different game. This game, you walk around the overworld in Darkest Dungeon, you don't do that.
And that's the difference.
No, there's also a card element.
Yes, those are the things. The visually speaking, looks
exactly.
very... The arrangement of the characters on screen is not one-to-one. It just looks very similar.
The art style looks like it's harking to Darkest Dungeon.
The implication that your characters will go mad or you know something thereof, like the kind of... cosmic horror elements of it, but it looks more anime, I guess you would say.
Yeah,
they got bigger eyes.
Yeah,
they look a little more like anime-esque.
Not gross looking, but dark looking as Darkest Dungeon.
Not as grim.
Yeah,
still grim, but not as grim.
It's like grim.
It looks like it almost would be like more of a. I don't know if it actually is, but it looks like it might be more of like a dungeon crawler or a roguelike.
Uh-huh.
It's got like a map screen and stuff like that, and you're fighting. More like you're fighting more like random. I wonder if it is randomly generated. I don't know, but like it might be like a randomly generated dungeon or something.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
it doesn't look terrible. It looks kind of cool.
It doesn't look bad. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the visuals. I don't think they look as good as Darkest Dungeon, but they are not.
It feels like too much of a ripoff to me, and not diverting enough from its clear source material that I kind of just.
I think it's more the fact that, like, also the UI isn't diverting enough either, which kind of is, like...
Yeah.
You can have the same sort of gameplay, but, like, it definitely is a very heavily... Very, very dark inks. or lines. It's got that sort of style to it as well, which is just like, okay. You probably do some different things, but maybe you could have done some different things with a completely different art style, you know?
Yeah, I think like that, doing that mechanic is fine, like a la Darkest Dungeon, but yeah, like switch it up somewhere so it doesn't feel like it's a blatant ripoff.
Yeah,
I'm just surprised that, well, not surprised. I mean, I'm just saying that like it's not gonna be the same without that narrator.
Yeah,
that's true.
To deluvial horror.
Yeah. Also, the characters look, the enemies don't look as cool. It's creepy.
It looks just okay.
All right.
That game
looks fine. Looks like it could be fun. Looks like
It could be fun, but who knows? Because it's an unknown fate of how good that game will be, and this is unknown fate launch trailer.
Oh, this trailer is creepy. It's got tentacle
Ethan's
arms.
On it with his transitions.
Yeah, I got it. We got flying whales in this game. You got like big old long hands. Whales. You got all sorts of other trippy imagery. From what we said, it looks kind of like a Talos Principle.
Yes. It's like a fantasy, trippy Talos Principle.
Possibly a slight bit of cosmic horror in this as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it also has eye tracking and VR support, which is interesting.
Yes, which is cool, but not required, right?
Not required. It looks like you can just play on a flat screen.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure 100%, but it looks like it could be fun. I'm not sure I'm really looking for another one of those.
Yeah, I'm not in the mood for one of these right now.
There's enemies in that one shot. That
there's quite a lot of enemies and bad-looking things, so I don't know.
I'm just like another first-person game where I can't attack and I move really slow and I have to like solve puzzles.
And now they're enemies.
The environments and just the atmosphere look amazing and they might have a cool story to it. So maybe it's a game I'll like watch Let's Play of or something like that.
Talos Principle, although it had some interesting ideas, like it never looked like appealing enough to me because it felt like a clumsier version of Portal. So to have something that's like an even clumsier version of the clumsy version.
Like, the puzzles were good, but I just, like, I'm not into puzzles for the puzzle's sake. Like, I really like some sort of, you know, ulterior...
Oh, like The Witness.
I liked The Witness, and then, like, I did get tired of it eventually, and, like, didn't finish it all the way, or, you know, play through the whole thing.
It needs to be an extra carrot.
Like, The Witness had a couple extra carrots, but I appreciate a more narrative...
Yeah, flow, instead of, like, and weird philosophical stuff.
That goes nowhere in the end. That has nothing to, you know, has nothing actually to...
Isn't that like life?
Just like life,
think
man.
Think about it.
Think about it. It doesn't look bad. It looks like it's pretty good. I'm just not sure.
Yeah.
Not sure I want to get into it, but maybe I'll watch something.
Yeah, maybe this game's for someone. Doesn't sound like it's for us.
Moving on.
It seems like
next?
Your effect...
Do you like games that are inspired by other games?
Do you like anime?
No.
Do you like anime?
No.
I mean, yeah.
Ethan, do you like anime?
No.
What did anime do to you? But show me on the doll where anime touched you.
Well.
Anime didn't touch me anywhere. That's why I don't like it. I feel nothing.
It's a cold heart.
It didn't touch my heart. It just went right through it. And I was like, all right. Whatever, anime.
Whatever.
This looks like a Persona game.
Boy, does it! It's got cutscenes and
the animation looks like the animated cutscenes that are like actually 2D animated.
Yeah,
look straight like those look
out
like exactly
Persona,
like the Persona ones.
Well, and even the 3D models look just like the Persona models. Like, so it looks good. Like, it looks interesting. I mean, you know,
I don't really know what you do in this game though. The thing is, like,
It looks like some visuals.
I think you rebel.
Visually, it looks fine, but I don't know actually what you like. If you're fighting or if you're just doing dating sim type stuff. Like, there's only like fighting like looking things, but like what
I think
kind
you're
of fighting?
Fighting.
Turn based, real time.
Yeah. I almost look real time for a second, but I think it's gonna be turn based probably.
Yeah, probably.
There's an evil demon. Like, it looks very Persona with like the whole like we're high school kids, but also demons. We got
demon slaying to do on the weekends
demons.
After school.
Apparently, this game's been in Japan a while ago, right?
Yeah, 2006 was when it first launched. This is like the
2006.
Yeah, 2016. Sorry, this is the Kluge Effect Overdose. Is what it's called. So I don't know if this is like some sort of like complete edition or if it's like just the translated version coming to the US.
Right.
I don't know what the exact details are, but Yeah, it doesn't look terrible again, but I'm not sure
there's
it
not
would
enough
convince
of a,
me with this alone.
There's not enough of a narrative hook in this trailer to kind of tell you what's kind of going on other than weird stuff and like...
Anime.
Yeah, and you have to rebel?
Yeah, like anime, like in Persona 5.
Yeah, it definitely feels very Persona
Fight the
5,
resistance!
But...
Or be the resistance.
Oh, I wish it would show us. Oh my gosh, that one girl looked exactly like Makoto.
I'm the resistance inside this anime, trying to undo its worst instincts.
Nice.
Yeah. Are you saying you're waging a siege?
Yeah.
Are you crafting a siege?
Just on it tonight. Yeah.
Siegecraft Commander. This is a game on Switch.
Oh, it's a new Blizzard game, Siegecraft.
Siegecraft. Yeah, Hallcraft.
World of Siegecraft.
My favorite MMO.
This looks like some sort of tower defense, but it looks a little more active.
Yeah.
It also doesn't look great. It looks kind of...
Bleh. Nah, yeah. It's like an offensive tower defense where you...
It's offensive because it's bad. No, I don't know. It's probably fine.
It's nice. Offensive tower defense where you... Like, launch this boulder, which then creates a new tower, and then I'm sure you can, like, build different kinds of tower, which, like, some of them spawn dudes, some of them have cannons on them, and then you gotta blow up other people's towers.
Right.
I don't know, nothing, it doesn't really strike me.
No.
It doesn't visually look very appealing. No. Nope. The frame rate's really low. That's one thing that you noticed, Ethan.
Yeah, it's...
Well, it's a Switch game, so...
But, it also just seems, even then, it's like a...
You can make it not 15. You can make it 30 frames a second. You know, I don't know.
Oh, shoot.
It looks rough.
Also, I don't know how much this game is. If this game's like $15, then I feel like that it fits within its style. But like, if it's like $40, then I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Siegecraft. Switch.
Yeah, it looks. Yeah, I really don't like the bubbly letters in this thing.
I
like,
don't.
There's a lot.
It reminds me of Funky Barn.
Funky Barn.
Man, boy, that's a good
Remember Funky
good
Barn?
Pool.
Or another Nintendo game? No one remembers that game. Did you find the price yet, Matt?
I am looking at the page right now.
And what's it go? Because I want to go on this
it
next
is
game.
$20.
That's a little high.
That's not the worst.
If
not
you're
the
into
worst.
These type of games, it might be alright.
That's
terrible.
That's too high for my budget, but that's not. That's a fine price for this scale of game.
Now,
this
what
is a fine price.
What if you had.
A bunch of wizards.
A bunch of wizards having a tournament.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sold. This now, is the quickest we on this game
turned around.
Were,
we
like, turned around so fast on it. I was just like, wow, this looks great.
And then we saw the gameplay.
Next
and we're like,
scene.
I was like, oh, like this first opening scene. They're all like gathering on the little platform to start
There's
the game.
Countdown.
It just looks like, oh, it looks
it's
great.
Beautiful
and
looking.
It's,
the game looks
and then it's
great.
Like, And like the art and the animation, it looks beautiful. And then it's just like, all right, here's the gameplay. Throw these things into a pot.
Yeah.
Here's the gameplay. Throw pumpkins at each other.
Like play keep away with the pumpkin.
Watch avoid
like,
these penguins.
Like,
it's like I don't know. It just doesn't look.
They look like really slow Mario Party minigames. Yeah, they don't look.
No one can hear this on the stream or you know obviously the podcast. But the music going to it is like
yes,
it is the weirdest
is
kind
jarring.
Of like
so somber,
off.
Quiet. Yeah, it does not fit.
It's
the, like,
slightly upbeat,
party
but it
atmosphere.
Just doesn't seem frantic. It just seems
yeah,
somber like,
is not the right word. It just seems quietly like kind of slow.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
for like kind of action going on screen.
Yeah, it's just a big bummer, man.
And
it's just.
The camera's weirdly zoomed out, so everything looks very
everything
small.
Everything looks really far away and kind of small and slow, and even if that's how the gameplay is, like, the trailer, they could have edited it at least, so, oh wow, you got stuff in your shot.
Oh, shoot, my bad. Like, I was looking at my microphone stuff.
So it looks like, it just looks like a little bit like, I still see your...
He's on a delay, remember?
On a delay, that's right. Okay. Yeah, it just looked a little slow. And so much of Marcus, the art is so cool.
The art's really good. Like, I want to
the little
look
animation
up this.
Of the 3-2-1 before the game starts or whatever is like a really cool little thing. Like, it looks
look
so nice. And all the wizards look kind of neat. They all have different shapes and sizes and different hats on. And but yeah, nothing about those mini games seem super exciting. So I don't know. Maybe if I was to play it, I would really get into it, but like it just did
it
not
just
sell me.
It just doesn't look. Looks like a bunch of but oh, not a great collection of minigames, is what I gotta say.
Yeah, sad.
What about This game, though, announced a trailer for this game called Damn View, Built From Nothing, which is a very weird name.
Yeah, it does not quite roll off the tongue.
But it starts off with a animated intro with anthropomorphic animals?
Yep.
Walking around. One's a priest, yep. One's like some sort of gang member, one's a cop.
But he has a Catholic rosary,
because he had a gun.
Well, listen.
The priest has a gun.
No, he stole the gun. The priest steals the gun from this guy.
Didn't you listen to the VO?
Yeah, man.
The song is great. The song is just like, this is what's happening on screen.
Like, it literally is narrating, but in song form. It's odd.
I don't know.
I like this owl priest, though. He looks pretty cool.
Yeah, they all
look cool. I like this wolf guy. He looks
They all
tight.
Look cool, yeah. But, like... Yeah, it's great. Like the song, which you can't hear again on the podcast, but you should go and watch the trailer itself. It's just like, this is what's happening on screen.
Yep.
The priest is walking down the street.
They bump into each other, a chance meeting. Yeah. They'll never see each other again. It's like, okay.
And it shows the game, which looks a little bit different from the animated cutscene, but it still looks very, very evocative. Cool. Yeah.
It's like a grimy Hotline Miami style, but not with the flashing lights and everything, but it's very kind of
not
muted
the
tones.
Trippy drug trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks
very cool. It looks like it's going to have blood and like harsh tones. The ending is this, like, sleep, meet, build, work, fight. Like, it sounds like you're going to, like, be living out, like, a kind of daily life kind of situation.
In this tough time.
It almost looks like a GTA style. Like,
yeah.
They show him driving and stealing a car. They show him working at the food place. They show him, like, beating up people at the club. They show him in jail. It kind of just seems like this thing where you're going to be, like, doing lots of different... like daily routine kind of stuff, and then there'll be obviously, like, I'm sure, some sort of story mission or plot to drive you forward. But yeah, I don't know. It looks interesting.
It seems neat. Yeah, yeah. It might be one worth checking out.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of games this week that were like, this looked cool. I'm not sure I would 100% play it for sure, but it looked cool. Like,
I think it potentially could be. I'm really interested in this game. It seems really cool.
This one looks like the most of those. Yeah. This is the most cool, I should say. But like the rest of them were, I feel like. That none of them looked like particularly terrible
flat.
Or awful, but like nothing that was like, oh man, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
But this one looks neat. Yep. I'm interested to see where this one goes.
Yeah, me too.
So,
all right. Well,
what wins, guys? I think it sounds like we have a front runner right now. But let's hear everyone's thoughts.
That's right. Wizards turned in.
Wizards.
So our favorite.
I mean, I felt like it had the highest high.
And the lowest low.
It wasn't the lowest low.
It fell from grace pretty quickly.
It fell from grace, but it wasn't the lowest low.
Name one thing worse.
The anime.
The anime was fine. It's just anime.
It's just anime.
You know what you're getting, you know?
It's not just anime, Ethan. It's more than that.
It's just anime.
It means so much.
It's just anime. I
feel like the Fortnite and Mad Crown trailers were less interesting than the Witcher's Tourney trailer. The Witcher's Tourney trailer was good.
No, it's fair. I don't think it doesn't look like
an amazing game to me, but I think that the art style still puts it over.
The art
style
is very good, and then it starts moving. You're like, oh no, why did you? it makes it feel like you're wasting it. Anyway,
Damn View, Built From Nothing. Is that the winner?
Yep.
Yeah,
because I think that's the one we like the best.
Yeah, there
Damn
wasn't
View definitely wins.
There, it's kind of a not the best week for trailers, but this one. Like, at least had a story and an art style that stuck with us. I'm reading this article from Nintendo Life. It's apparently coming. I think it's coming to Switch. And it's saying Stardew Valley meets Hotline Miami. And I'm like, all right, okay.
Stardew Valley meets Hotline Miami, okay.
It's like
Those
got the
two...
style and theme of Hotline Miami with, like, the mechanics of a Stardew Valley. Minus
yeah.
the, you know, farming. You, like, manage your income, you...
I'm even more into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sandbox world. Sounds really neat.
I want to farm, and I want to fight.
And I want to fuck.
Yes. And this
I bet
better have...
That might be in there, too.
Better have animals fucking.
It's the only way I know how to anymore. What?
Alrighty. Well, we've got the winner.
Mm-hmm.
The winner is Damn View... Built From Nothing? That's the
yes.
full title, right?
Yep. Yes.
Damn View,
name,
Built From Nothing.
No.
Not the best game.
Damn View
name.
Is also
game name.
Just by itself not a great name.
No. Damn View. Well, I mean, maybe it means something.
I think it does. Maybe, based on
we
what
don't
I'm
know
reading,
yet.
But
when does that release date? Did we see that? Did the trailer actually say when it was coming out?
No, I'm trying to look see if there's a release date. But right. Other than it coming to Switch, I don't see any other details.
Dan View is the winner. Thank you everybody for listening and watching on twitch.tv/pixel_legends. Rico could not be here this week, but we shout out him and his car. Hopefully his car is going to be okay and not broken for forever. And he got, it sounds like he hopefully got home safe.
Yeah, hopefully.
He was waiting for his brother to pick him up last time we talked to him. So hopefully that is good. And he'll be on next week again, hopefully, if things go well. In the meantime, thank you for listening and watching. Give us a follow if you like the podcast. And if you want to check out our audio version, didn't have time to watch the whole thing, you can go check us out on iTunes. And our website is pixellegends.com with one L. Ethan streams on Monday nights.
Yeah.
Amber and I stream on Tuesdays and Saturday nights. Ethan's doing Overlord 2 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Amber and I are doing Mass Effect 1, and then we'll be doing Mass Effect 2. And Ricardo has been streaming Dark Souls 3, which he just did his first stream of last night. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to go check that out and see his first forays into Dark Souls 3, then
he's
you should go
streaming on Wednesdays.
To his channel. Yeah, that is Wednesday nights, just to be fair. I said last night, but that's... People who are listening to this do not know what that is. Wednesday nights, Cardo will be streaming. He said he might do a weekend stream as well.
Mm-hmm.
So check us all out on Twitch and Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all those places. We appreciate
and
it.
Peach and Musical.ly
and Mastodon and
Venmo and...
Yes, send us money.
$60.
Amber and I need to buy new chairs and a new mic.
So that my chair doesn't do this.
Can't hear it. Can't hear anything.
It's pretty quiet. It's pretty quiet. I cut out the sound too, so the audio podcast won't listen to that. The chair squeaks a lot. It's annoying.
Squeaks.
We'll catch you guys next week. Thank you very much.